Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be listening to some of my favorite singer-songwriters. And you know, we're moving forward. Time never stops, and we are moving forward, and we have to move forward together. Beatles released Abbey Road back in October of 1969. Come Together was the first track. And there was so much going on in the 60s and what that song meant, Come Together. You know, John and Yoko did a Bed In for Peace, and there was a lot of protests about the Vietnam War. There was a lot of social protest about inequality. There was a lot of agitation about civil rights, about women's rights. And the Beatles, John Lennon, you got to come together. And even though how many years have passed? 54 years. It seems that somehow we're kind of back at that kind of crossroads where there's lots of divisions, people on different side of the issues. And I think that it's interesting, the idea of finding a middle ground where we can move forward together as a people. It's not so much about left and right, but it's about the majority of the people and the ruling class. But anyway, along the idea of being in the middle between two different people, two different points of views, there's a couple songs that I wanted to play. Back in 1972, a band called Steeler's Wheels, there's only one song I know by them, and it's called Stuck in the Middle. And it's about being between two people. You know, it's actually a song about a party with a record label. And it has to do with musicians being stuck in between their artistic desires and the corporate desires of the record label. But you can look at it from the perspective of being in the middle of two different sides. Stuck in the middle with you.
To the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle.
1972, Steeler's Wheels. I thought that was a song by Mark Knopfler until I found out it wasn't. But, you know, stuck in the middle. So I have friends that have different political opinions than I do. Vastly different political opinions. That I didn't even realize that we had that difference between us until the Times pulled it out of everybody starting to express their opinion. And still, I value my friends. And, you know, stuck in the middle with you, clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. But we're still together. We are still in the middle. And that's the attitude that I think is going to make my life bearable as we go through some of the incredible, fast-moving, fast-paced changes that are happening here in America. So, Bob Dylan, it's a song about a conversation between two people. There must be some kind of way out of here, said the joker to the thief. No reason to get sighted, the thief, he kindly spoke. So it's a conversation between two people. And that's the idea, you know, the idea of conversation and exchanging ideas in a respectful way. In any event, you get the idea. Bob Dylan did a live performance of All Along the Watchtower. He had originally released the song back in 1967 on an album called John Wesley Harding, but it became really famous when Jimi Hendrix did his version of All Along the Watchtower and just blew everyone away. And maybe you've seen that recent movie, A Complete Unknown, Like a Rolling Stone, about Bob Dylan in his early years in the 60s. So, Bob Dylan has never stopped performing. How many days are there in a year? How many concerts does Dylan give every year? And he's in his 80s. Well, I've got a recording from Darien Lake Performing Arts Center in Darien, New York, from September 2024. The man never stops. He never stops. And he did a live performance. And I had seen Dylan for the first time a year and a half ago or so, and he did not do any old songs. All he did was Rough and Rowdy Ways, which I was just enamored with. I was totally, completely happy. But the idea that Bob Dylan comes out, how many years later? 50, 60 years later? And sings one of the most incredible songs, All Along the Watchtower, Bob Dylan live.
So, you and I, we've come through the
Performing Arts Center, and that was September 2024. I mean, the man never stops. And, you know, he was always so candid. Don't hold back. Say what you need to say. Dylan never had a problem with being as candid as he wanted to be. And I think of the music from those times, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. And there's Fleetwood Mac in the middle of all that. Fleetwood Mac was more of a interpersonal relationships. Their songs, you know, Go Your Own Way, and all the songs about romance and friendships. And they never did get very political that I recall. But in September of 2024... the very same month that Bob Dylan was singing All Along the Watchtower live in Darien, New York, that very same month, Stevie Nicks released a song called The Lighthouse. It's a very feminist-related song, and it was after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade about the rights for an abortion. Stevie Nicks came out with a song trying to encourage women to stand up for themselves. And it's interesting to hear Stevie Nicks come out with a political statement like this. Very unusual. It's a wonderful song. It's called The Lighthouse, Stevie Nicks. Taken away.
to get it back. I want to be the lighthouse, bring all of you together. Bring it out in a song. Teach him to fight. I wanna tell him this has happened before. Don't let it happen again.
Stevie Nicks. That song is called The Lighthouse, released in September of 2024, right before the election. Very political statement by Stevie. She's concerned about the safety of women, even though she herself is past the age of a difficult pregnancy or some kind of a health issue involving women's reproductive rights. But she still stands up for the younger women in her life and in the world. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and on today's program, we need to find a middle ground. There's a lot of things that everyone loves and values, and we need to focus on those things and come together. You know, the environmental movement really started in the 70s, and back in 1980, Paul Simon wrote a song called Citizen of the Planet, but he'd never really recorded it until he released it in December of 2004 on a Simon and Garfunkel album called Old Friends. And Art Garfunkel and Paul Simon came back together for that recording and that concert, and they released the song called Citizen of the Planet. Simon and Garfunkel.
I am a citizen of the planet. I was born here. I'm going to die here. Come what may. I am entitled by my birth to the treasures of the earth. No one must be denied these, no one must be denied easy dreams at the end of a chain smoking day. Easy dreams at the end of the day. Who am I to believe that the future we perceive lies in danger and the dangers increase? Who are we to demand that the leaders of the land hear the voices of reason and peace? We are the citizens of the planet. We were born here. going to die here. Come what may, we are entitled by our birth to the treasures of the earth. No one must be denied these, no one must be denied easy dreams at the end of a chain smoking day. Easy dreams at the end of the day. Who am I to deny what my eyes can clearly see? And raise a child with a flame in his heart. Who are we to believe that these dreams are just naive when we've all disagreed from the start? We are the citizens of the planet. We were born here, we're going to die here. Come what may, we are entitled by our birth to the treasures of the earth. No one must be denied these, no one must be denied these easy dreams at the end of a chain smoking day. Easy dreams at the end of the day.
Well, there's nothing like a Simon and Garfunkel song. So sweet. So sweet. I love Paul Simon's songwriting. And then that brings me to David Crosby. David Crosby released an album in 2016 called Lighthouse. And there's a song on there that he co-wrote with Becca Stevens. Becca Stevens is significantly younger than David Crosby. This year, she just turned 40, from the Carolinas, but moved up to New York and lives in Brooklyn now and travels the world and is a very successful singer-songwriter in her own right. But on the album Lighthouse, David Crosby and Becca Stevens co-wrote the song By the Light of Common Day. And there's a lot of meaning in the song. There's a lot of levels. But personally, I'm a singer-songwriter myself, and I find it hard to write songs. I have to really work at writing a song. I have to lean in hard with my intention to write a song. And I look at all these others. I look at these other people. I feel, how come they can just write songs so easily? Well, no one really has an easy time of it. And he talks about it in this song, By the Light of Common Day. And that, I'll quote you a couple lines that I think are very relevant to the idea of everyone has their muse. Everyone has something that makes you think, that inspires you. And the lines in the song, this is a quote from the song. The spark is there all the time now. If you know how to listen to your calling, the muse is quietly knocking on your door now. And then you have to go faithfully each day and open up your head some way, somehow. And what will come in answer? Some strong and gentle dancer will carry a song through your door. Some great lifting force of light will come to balance fearful night and raise its voice. And then raise yours. Raise its voice. And then raise yours. David Crosby.
By the light of common day, things look different than they did in the starlit hour. The dark was warm and clouded. It was easy to deceive yourself and those around you in the world. craziness and pain, spreading all the stain is exactly where you gain the spark to make it. As if being happy isn't quite enough, somehow I needed to make it rough enough to break it.
the light of common day, David Crosby and Becca Stevens from the Lighthouse album in 2016. So we're just going to go right from that song to Becca Stevens' new recording, Maple to Paper, the song called So Many Angels, the album released in November of 2024. So it's the same kind of idea. The light of common day is stay calm. Let the ideas come to you. Let what you think, let it come to you. And stay open. Stay open. And So Many Angels is the same thing, but it's got a lot more intensity to it. You've got so many angels knocking at your door. This is Becca Stevens, voice and guitar.
The sun was low and golden over Bed-Stuy. The setting sun was low and golden. The clouds turned red and serpentine, a premonition from on high. Awoke a voice inside my mind that said, let's get moving. The early morning sky was proud and ready. Tides of pain kept moving in. I knew just what was happening. Smile between the waves and count to ten. And let's get moving. My little heart was scared to pieces. I lost all sense of space and time when I walked into your room to find that face that won't quit singing in my mind. You've got so many angels rapping at your door.
Rebecca Stevens. It's extravagant. The passion in that song. So many angels. So, you know, we were talking about in the light of common day that the muse is knocking at your door. And if you just let her in, you can take those ideas. You've got so many angels knocking at your door. I believe this song is about she was giving birth to her second child. She talks about sitting in the driveway and counting to 10 between the waves. And I think maybe she's singing that song to her child that is coming forth. You've got so many angels. You've got your grandparents. You've got your, you know. And then as a songwriter, I can take that song, you know, find what you love and live for it. You know, you've got so many angels that whether you're trying to give birth to a person or to an idea or to a song or to an action that you want to take, something that you want to do that might make a difference. There's so many angels. There's so many influences. There's so many threads that you can draw on for inspiration. And Becca Stevens, wow. What an amazing singer-songwriter. Just love her music. So, I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. This is a Radio Catskill, and you are listening local. So, singer-songwriters, if you've been listening to my show at all, you've been hearing songs from Jesse Wells. You know, I'm very involved here in our musical community, and I love the area we live. And a lot of people approach me. They'll recognize my voice, or they'll hear my name, and they want to talk to me about my show, which is just really incredibly satisfying for me. But it seems that some of my good friends just don't ever listen to my show and have never heard it. So, Jesse Wells. Oh, yeah. Jesse Wells, 30 years old. Born, I now have a birth date. Born November the 22nd in 1994. He's from Arkansas. He spent a lot of time apparently in some kind of art commune outside of Fayetteville in Arkansas. Because his initial songs, he really has gained an incredible traction in 2024 and has done 3 releases. He released, actually, I got the vinyl, a double LP in early 2024 called Hell's Wells. And then he released Patchwork, which is a digital download, and then All Creatures Great and Small, which was an EP. Incredibly prolific outpouring of music from Jesse Wells all through the year. And on timely topics, if something happens in the news, it's going to show up in one of his songs. And, you know, we started the show today with the idea that we need to come together. We need to find a place where we can stand in the middle and reach out to each other and stand together in one place in the middle. And so he wrote a song, strangely enough, entitled Middle. And I believe I played it for you last week. I'm going to play it for you again because this song really confused me when I first heard it. Now, I listened closely and I heard this song and I'm going, what? What? So here's the roadmap. Normally a song, you know, you have 4 or 5 verses. It tells a story. It's a storyline. It's the same idea. But this song is not like that. There are 6 stanzas and every single one is a little bit of a different picture. And it's like an impressionistic capture of what's going on in our society. Let me explain. The first verse, I believe, now this is just my own interpretation. I have nothing from the artist to back me up on this. Simple men within the temple chanted low, O gracious light, with their axes and their swords put away for the night. I believe that's the Knights Templar. And then the second verse is current politics, talking about, I believe, Netanyahu. He talks about Mark Zuckerberg, the Lord and God of faces, donned a youthful chain of dress. He talks about make it great again. The third verse is set in Star Wars. We're out on another planet. We're traveling in space. We're meeting people that are green. And then the next verse is about an acid trip, possibly related to the Star Wars verse, where, you know, the rabbit from Alice in Wonderland. And then the fifth verse is about a trip in the Amazon jungle, like you're on a boat in the jungle and you're with a small crew and it's desperate and there's natives all around you and you get shot. And then the last verse is about the end of all wars when there's no one left to kill. It's a very heavy song. It's a very serious song, but it's also a very balanced song. And the whole refrain of the song is, when the devil plays his fiddle, I'll meet you in the middle. This is a pretty astounding song. It's by Jesse Wells.
Simple men within the temple, singing low, oh gracious light, or savages beneath the stars. Charted souls projected flights with their axes in their souls. Put away for the night. Cometh song, cometh dance, cometh lute, cometh pipe. The road warrior, Nazareth patriot, with sighing Zion in excess, while the Lord and God of faces donned a youthful chain and dress. You have heard it said, make it great again, make your own self great. That's a good place to begin, begin. When the devil plays his fiddle, I'm gonna meet you in the middle, friend. With my silver joyed companion beeping at my side, as we gazed into the moonset, wondering where in space we'd hide. All the green-skinned princes in systems far away, saying proverbs I can't mean, in a language I can't say. And if these alkaloids elicited the origins of my mind, then why is the jackalope approaching, winking both its beady eyes? Oh, ye wizards of ineptitude, you've conspired for my end, as the flames of hell come rolling on the Santa Ana wind. When the devil plays his fiddle, I'm gonna meet you in the middle. I rode a steamboat through the jungle with a fever and a rod, cursing all that dared to live, cursing me and thee and God. And the arrows of the natives leapt forth and skewered me. Don't we come here in a wonder? Don't we leave in mystery, mystery? We rode into that salt lake, it was dead as hope itself, and we beached the damned craft, seeking death to no avail. There will be no hell to pay. Now hell has came and went, there is no one left to kill. There is sand and that is it. When the devil plays his fiddle, I'm gonna see you in the middle, friend.
Jesse Wells released that song, and it's not a studio recording, it's a YouTube video. He's standing out in the field, playing the guitar, playing the harmonica, and singing. So he did release a studio recording early in 2024 called Hell's Wells, and he has a very strong sense of humor, in addition to his ability to be so serious. The song is called News. This is Jesse Wells.
1, 2, go. Turn on the news. The dinosaurs are on. There's a T-Rex, Hannity, and a Megalodon. Well, it's my money and I need it now. They're eating the young, it's a real chow down. ABC, CNN, CBS, Fox, I don't care, you know it all sucks. Turn on the news, I wanna hear the heads talk. You're entering a no-spin zone, so if you planned on spinning, boy, you best go home. We're keeping you informed. Here's a breakdown of the facts. We got new developments, and we'll be right back. Ancient lizard babes with a bug in their ear, just a feed in your lies and a spoon in your fear. Familiar folks all coming to your life. It's that same old face with a brand new lie. Turn on the news, the dinosaurs are on. There's a Brett Bear and Coulter and a pterodon. Well, it's my money and I need it now. They're eating the young, it's a real chow down. ABC, CNN, CBS, Fox, I don't care, you know they all suck. Turn on the news, I wanna hear the heads talk.
Jesse Wells. I hope you enjoyed today's program. I'm Kathy Geary, and our song, singer-songwriter, is singing about coming together, meeting in the middle. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Here's a theory on why Trump won't let up on the Federal Reserve.
The Fed is the titular observable institution.
It's like going into the prison and beating up the big guy.
Exactly. Take the bologna sandwich, slam it on the floor, headbutt him and walk out.
Plus, Mr. Nobody against Putin, about a singular teacher who takes on Putin's propaganda war on this week's On the Media from WNYC.
Saturday afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.
Next time on City Arts and Lectures, poet and essayist Ross Gay. Whether it's a piece on community gardens, basketball, or grief, Gay's work is contemplative and deeply personal. He joins writer Araceli Skirmay to talk about joy and delight. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures on this public radio station.
City Arts and Lectures, Sunday afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.
Support comes from Sullivan 180, building healthy communities through people, places, and policy, one degree at a time. More information at sullivan180.org, and from listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.
I'm Kimberly Izar, host of Farming Country. Each week, we share the stories of farmers, growers, and neighbors who keep the Catskills and Upper Delaware River thriving. That's Farming Country, Saturday mornings at 10 on Radio Catskill.
Coming up tonight at 7, Liberation Station with me, Callison Stratton, featuring music by female and femme presenting performers, only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.